Yutes Adar, we're holding in Siman Ein Daled, the new Siman, the laws of sailing on Shabbos, getting on a ship on Shabbos, very interesting halachas. And we're going to go from Siman Ein Daled to Siman Ein Hey, halacha Gimel. Okay, so let's start with this interesting halacha. There's a major machlokes rishonim, quick hagdama, a preface to these halachas, and that is that there's at least three different reasons given in the Rishon why you can't get on a ship before Shabbos. And according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, it has to be 3 days before Shabbos. That means if you're planning on being on a ship and it's going to go also on Shabbos, you have to be already from before Wednesday. So according to this opinion, that means that already Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, that's considered 3 days before. According to Vilna Gaon, Mishpura, according to Vilna Gaon, Shabbos is included. So really you have all the way to Wednesday night. That means up until Wednesday night. So it's only Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. You have to be on a ship. Now, what's the concern? The concern is, one of the concerns is that Oynik Shabbos. It's not, you're going to be very sick. People take need time to get used to being on a ship. Those that have been on a ship, on a cruise, etc., you know what it feels like, especially a boat. Some Achronim, as we'll see, actually, if you look in the Dirshu, they quote Rav Yashiv Zecher Tzadik, they says, this halacha doesn't apply anymore. This halacha getting on a ship doesn't apply anymore. Why? Because today our ships are, I'm talking about regular good cruises. People are fine on these ships. So this is actually a dispute. And it has ramifications also to whether a person is allowed to get on a plane. So we're going to definitely, it's understandable that we try to avoid everything in such to do such things. But there are situations that Yashiv even discusses. That happens, a person is really a pressing situation. And he either could get on a ship or could get on a plane. Mincha Zitzel feels that a plane is also the problem of Oynik Shabbos, and besides other concerns, which we'll see. One of them is, you're trying to explain that when you go in a ship, there's non-Jews that are working for you. Obviously, if it's Jews, for sure it's also. But even non-Jews are doing malacha for you. So therefore, there's a concern. Also, there's a concept that within 3 days of Shabbos, you're already thinking about the possibility of Chilul Shabbos happening on Shabbos. You have to be concerned with that. So based on everything that we're discussing, the Shulchan Aruch has, this is entire Siman Shulchan Aruch, Taf Mem Ches, La halacha, we still say the following. When it comes to getting on a ship, and especially, like I said, getting on electric cars or cables or planes, all of that, one should definitely avoid. However, when it comes to a ship, that we already see that there's an exception, that if it's a tzorech mitzvah, you're allowed to get on the ship even if it's on Friday. So my chavrusa is a big loves to travel, and he asked me, is there any way to get on a ship, to have a private ship? Only Jews that keep Shabbos. And I couldn't find an etzah. Why is that? Because even on the cruises that people go on and they travel, so if they dock on Shabbos, great. But if you want to continue going on Shabbos with the ship, it is a problem because once it's majority of Jews, and certainly if it's all Jews, so then the non-Jews are doing malach explicitly for the Jewish people, for the Jews on the ship. It's only when you have a minority, and that means the majority of the people on the ship that's a cruise is majority of non-Jews. So that's what's been, and that's what people rely on. As I said, unless they really, and they dock on Shabbos, then it's not a problem. It still will be a question how far you could go into the city where it's docked. So we'll get to that in a moment. The exception, like I said, is that this whole limitation of 3 days is only if it's not Tzorech Mitzvah. If it's Tzorech Mitzvah, you're allowed to go to Shabbos. But again, it has to be with that there's no concerns of Malacha being done by the non-Jew for the benefit specifically of the Jew. When it comes to rivers, since it's not the same type of experience as you have when it comes to going off to sea, that means that it's not, also a person does get sick, etc. So a person is actually allowed to go on these ships that are traveling down a river, and even if it's Erev Shabbos, as long as the Jew is going to not have any problem doing malacha. The chiddush here is even though the animals, imagine the old days, the animals were the ones that would lead the little ship or whatever it is down the river. The chiddush also here is interesting, is that there's no concern of traveling on water, meaning one of the explanations also the Rishon that the Mishnah quotes is that why you're not allowed to go on a ship on Shabbos is because you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos. Why you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos is because you might make a type of raft. So the extension that also is getting on a ship, but with his exceptions, where for example, the next kitzur, the kitzur discuss if a person gets on a ship before Shabbos, so he makes that ship his house. So if he's there when Shabbos comes in, and preferable even that he should make kiddush, the Mishnah says. And then he goes home, and then he gets on the ship the next, meaning on the morning of Shabbos, he's permitted to do such a thing. And the reason why, not so much the concern, like I said, about the malachas of Shabbos, but rather because of the concern that you're not allowed to go on a ship, on a raft, but if it's your house, you're allowed to. So that's a very interesting leniency. And it still also limits that the person, let's say the ship now goes and docks somewhere. So even though there's no tchum, why is he not, there's no problem with tchum? Because above 10 tfachim, there's no tchum. That means they're usually limited to 2,000 amos, which is about, we said, like about a quarter of a, one sixth of a mile. But the 0.16 of a seventh, or a seventh of a mile. But the when it comes to traveling in the sea, there's no problem with tchum. The only problem is, and someone asked me this recently, is that once you get to whatever they dock, let's say when they're non-Jewish, and most of the non-Jews on the ship, and they dock somewhere, you're limited to 2,000 amos. So, except if you have to go to the bathroom or it's raining, then there's more of a leniency that you could walk the entire city. So that's why these things are complicated, and you should definitely ask a shayla before you're getting on a cruise, besides the fact that there's all the different other considerations, what goes on in the cruise, etc. So the best thing, of course, is don't travel on Shabbos. You should not travel on Shabbos. You avoid all the problems. Okay. Now, another interesting shayla, and this is, by the way, with even these shaylas people used to have in Manhattan, getting on a, you know, let's say you were able to somehow get around the problem. Of course, don't jump this, what's called the turnstile, but getting on one of the subways, etc. Let's say you were able to do so. Is that okay? So again, this is what the Minchat Tzitzit discusses, that getting onto cars is a chasam sefer that says you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos for other reasons. And but the shayla here is on a ship, where we see already that a boat, a ship, is a little bit more, there's more of a leniency to do so. And especially if it's a mitzvah, let's say you need to daven in the minyan. You want to cross the river, and there's a ship that's going across. Are you allowed to get on the ship? So the Kitzur says that if it's a mitzvah, let's say you want to daven in the minyan, if the ship is going anyway for other people, you're allowed to get on the ship. Very interesting. But nevertheless, really what you should do is you should go there before Shabbos. It's complicated. You have to go there before Shabbos, sit there until it becomes dark, then you go home. And then Shabbos morning, you go then. It's considered, like we said, like your hands, so therefore you don't have the problem of going on the ship. But generally speaking, this reminds me of what Moshe's true, that I think they asked him if he could have a bus going around the bungalow colonies picking up elderly people, not that should be able to go for minin. And from what I recall, I think he felt it wasn't okay. And it's, of course, these type of things you should ask your rav. Okay, we're starting Siman Ayin Hey. Hadlokas Aneris, lighting candles. There's a tremendous, if you look in Piskei Teshuvos, skulas and benefits and shalom bayis and zman tefillah, as we'll see when you light candles. And even though today we do have electricity, so you would think that really, what are these candles doing? But the answer really is the following. Number one, you should turn off the electricity before you light the candles. And whatever you do with the candles, you do the same thing with electricity, meaning a woman should turn them on and put the they make the bracha. And then as if you just put on those lights, meaning same thing with the candles. It's very important to include that. However, it still doesn't mean that we don't light candles. And the reason for that is because when it comes to candles, you see, even today, there's an ambiance, there's a beauty. If you go to restaurants, they have candle lighting and dinner. Why? Because there's something very special. And I think maybe there's even more of an Indian to, as we'll see, to use the most beautiful candles. To use olive oil is also a big Indian. But whatever has a beautiful, creates a beautiful light, there's something very special. There's nothing like looking at a candle versus a beautiful flame of a candle versus looking at fluorescent bulbs. So that's why there's still difference. And also there's discussion if you can make brachas. Of Eliyashiv actually is quoted in the Divrei, in the Dirshu, that you're allowed to make a bracha in a fluorescent. So many times people are stuck in those hospitals at birth and this and that. So there's what to rely on when it comes to these things. But lechatchila, this is a way to do so. So first of all, in this siman we're going to discuss, a person has to stop doing malacha and he has to light the candles at least a half an hour before tzeis ha-kechavim. Now, our minute today is to do half an hour, not before tzeis ha-kechavim, but rather, because he's going according to Rabbi Natan, rather our minig is usually to do 18 minutes before Shkia, and some do 20 minutes. Moshe actually says 20 minutes, and some even do a half an hour before. This is because you want to be to all the Shitas. And in Yerushalayim, it's known that they do 40 minutes before Shkia, at least the women. Men are more lenient when it comes to still going past 40, but it's always important to try to do as much, at least 18 minutes before Shkia, but the other, if you're stuck, you could go all the way up to Shkia, at least up to 2 minutes. That's the minimum that the Bi'al Halacha discusses, that they have a minimum of a Tosefer Shabbos. Now, it's also very important to know this concept, that when it comes to accepting Shabbos early, 2 minutes at least before Shkia, so even if you're going to daven Mincha, it's important to say, I'm Harein Mekabalaya Kedusha Shabbos, otherwise you're missing out on this opportunity. Now, there's another rule. If in the shul they started saying Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, and in our days it already means the last paragraph of the Chadidi, so at that point, even if there's plenty of time till nighttime, Nevertheless, Shabbos now takes effect, and the minority of the people that's in a bungalow colony, where everyone's doing, there's one minyan, and everyone's accepting Shabbos at the same time, so people don't realize that, sometimes don't realize that they are limited now. They can't just go drive in half an hour before Shkia when everyone else is already davening mincha early. Now there's a discussion if a woman and his husband, if a husband goes to daven and he's davening early for convenience, so then the woman's not really limited from not doing malacha, but nevertheless she should be careful of Moshe writes not to do malacha for the benefit of her husband. So these are important things to keep in mind, that the best thing is to keep Shabbos, except Shabbos early, at least from Plag. That's the earliest you could light. There are, you know, those cities that and beautiful minhag, people don't do malacha after Chatzos, but to accept Shabbos and to light candles is after Plag. And like the kitzur says, if you have a city that has two shuls, and especially in our communities, if you daven in a specific shul, so you go based on your shul. It's a tricky thing. You can't just pick a shul, but you don't daven there. Okay, next, there's a mitzvah to light as many candles. And there's different customs. The minimum is two, and the truth is the minimum the Be'er Halacha actually says is one. Even, in fact, he tries to search, where is it that this thing of lighting two candles came from? I know we're so used to and commonly explain this to be based on Zachar V'Shomer, the two different statements when it comes to Shemir Shabbos, but really it's not so clear. And the simple understanding is one candle is enough, but the custom is two, and the custom is even more than that. Kitzur says some do 10, connected to Seres Adibur, some do 7, connected 7 days. The most prevalent custom actually comes to the Ma'arich that you do based on how many children a person has each time a child is born. But really, like I said, it's not limited. If you're going away, you could also always do two. Rav Huna, it always comes, all these carefulness and the extra hidurim that we do, the beautification of this mitzvah, is because Avuna says, "Ha'ragiben el Shabbos," someone that's accustomed to being diligent to make it nice and to have beautiful candles, and this includes also the candle holders. And preferable is to at least have two of the major candles from olive oil, if it's possible oil, because it lights most beautiful. And also, Shem Azai, something very special. And also, I saw that is kedaita, it's worthy to have two, even if you have many candles. Two should be, so to speak, a little bit different than everyone else. Now, the reason, again, the benefit is your children become Talmid Chacham. School, it's a school for children to be Talmid Chachamim. As it says, through the candle, you get Or HaTorah, the light of the Torah. And therefore, something very auspicious at the Kitzur, this is unique to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he says, when a woman should light candles, she should daven. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give her children that are male, children that are lighting up the Torah. Maybe they also include son-in-laws, grandchildren, and it's good that she should give some money to tzedakah. So that's also why people have these tzedakah kupas, the boxes. And then he says that a woman has a difficulty. Listen to this amazing kitzur shulchan aruch. Isha kshas ruach begidu, she has difficulty with bringing up her children, or she doesn't have any children. It's a segula that she should say after the lighting of the candles, the haftarah of the first of Rosh Hashanah, which is the haftarah of Chana, which has a difficulty not having any children. And it's good, he said, that she just should understand what she's saying with Kamala. Some actually say it all the time. So it's such an important thing to remember, keep in mind. And then the next halacha the kids will discuss is what we just said about the using Shem and Zayis, olive oil, and to use good things that are kosher. What's kosher? Kosher doesn't mean that's kosher, meaning they could eat it. It means that you are, that doesn't have a, it's not types of oil that are not lighting well, that you might come to tip it. That's really the whole concern. The same thing when it comes to the wicks. So today, usually you don't have these concerns. Even today, our candles usually, well, they light, and they don't even, you don't even need to relight them before, but the minute gets to do so, the husband does that. And he even says, it's fine to use these wax candles. And he says that there's another interesting halacha. When it comes to lighting, you should light what's called majority of the wick that comes out. So this also, today is not such a concern. The real concern was that it's not, that you have to make sure that it's catching on fire. The chatchila, that's a custom, because that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Have a beautiful day.